Title: Blend a transition for warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, in this lesson we're going to build a proper jungle and old school DNB transition that feels like it's been printed to tape. Warm, crunchy, slightly smeared, and glued together but still tight when the drop lands. The big idea is contrast. We're not making a shiny EDM riser. We're making the world fold in for 4 to 8 bars. The break gets chewed up in parallel. We do a little dubby throw. Maybe a tiny tape wobble moment right at the edge, and then we hard reset so the drop feels wider, cleaner, and heavier just because of the release. Everything here is stock Ableton Live 12. First, quick prep so we're routing like a DNB producer. Group your drums into a group called drums. That should be your breaks, tops, percussion, whatever's driving the groove. If you can, make your main breakbeat its own group or track called break. That separation is gold, because in jungle the break often gets mangled while the clean hats and the sub stay more stable. Now find your transition point in arrangement view. For example, you've got an 8-bar lead-in and then the drop on the next bar. That's our window. Next, we build the secret weapon, a dedicated return track that acts like a gritty tape chamber. Create a return track and name it a tape grit. On that return, add saturator first. Turn on soft clip. Set drive somewhere around plus 6 dB to start, and pull the output down to compensate. You're listening for warm crunch and density, not brittle fizz. If it feels too polite, turn on color. If it gets sharp, we'll tame it with EQ in a second. Drop an EQ 8 after saturator. High pass the return around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is important. We're not letting the return effect mess with the sub or the weight of the kick. Then, if the saturation is getting crispy, do a gentle dip somewhere around 3 to 6kHz, maybe 2 to 4dB. This is one of those jungle mix moves people skip, and then wonder why their tape sounds like a broken phone speaker. After EQ, add hybrid reverb. Keep it subtle. Think roomy tape space, not a huge wash. Choose room or plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. Keep dry slash wet around 12 to 20%. Then use the reverb filters. High cut somewhere around 6 to 9kHz, low cut around 200 to 400hz. Again, we're keeping the drop punch safe. Then add echo. Sync it. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 200 to 400hz. Low pass 5 to 8kHz. Add just a little modulation, like 2 to 5, so it moves like hardware. And keep dry slash wet around 10 to 18%. Why a return track? Because we can throw specific elements into the grit only during the transition. That's the whole trick. Temporary mix print. Not a permanent new mix that ruins your drop. Now we make the drums group itself collapse in a controlled, musical way. On the drums group, add auto filter. Put it in low pass mode. Choose 12 dB slope if you want it smoother, 24 dB if you want a more dramatic choke. Set resonance somewhere around 0.8 to 1.4. In the normal section, your cutoff is basically open, 18 to 20kHz. During the transition, we're going to pull it down to somewhere like 1.5 to 4kHz depending on how telephone you want it. Jungle loves that narrowing, like the mix is being squeezed through a tape machine and a cheap mixer at the same time. After auto filter, add drum bus. This is where that old school grit really lives. Start with drive around 6%, crunch around 10%. During the transition we'll ramp it up. Turn boom off or keep it very low. We're not trying to add sub energy here. Use damp somewhere around 4 to 7kHz to soften the hats as the distortion increases. And watch the output, because drum bus will sneak up on your gain staging. Then add utility. We're going to automate width. Start at 100%. During the transition, pull it down to around 60 to 80%. This is the classic move. Narrow first, then release back to full width at the drop so it feels like the speakers just got bigger. Now we automate. Pick an 8-bar window before the drop. On drums, automate the auto filter cutoff from fully open down to maybe around 2.5 kHz by the end. And don't draw it as a straight line. Shape it so it starts slow and then collapses faster near the end. In live, you can right-click the automation and shape it into more of a log curve. Jungle transitions often feel like they fall apart in the final bar. Automate drum bus crunch from around 10% up to 25%. Automate drive from around 6% up to maybe 12%, subtle ramp. Then automate utility width from 100% down to 70% by the last bar. Now the fun part. Send automation into return A. On your break track or group, automate the send to a tape grit from basically off up to a noticeable amount, like ending around minus 8 dB. Let the brake be the thing that folds in on itself. For hats and clean tops, be lighter, maybe only up to minus 14 dB, because we don't want pure white noise hats smearing everywhere. Teacher tip here, keep the sub as the anchor. The classic old school trick is the world gets mangled, but the low end doesn't flinch. So don't send your bass to the return. If you've got any transition layers you add later, high pass them higher than you think, like 200 to 400 Hz. Next, the classic snare throw. This is mandatory if you want that dubby sound system transition energy. Right before the drop, find the last snare or clap hit of the phrase. On that snare track, automate the send to a tape grit to jump up briefly like minus 6 to minus 3 dB just for that hit. Then pull it right back down as the drop lands. You want the tail to exist, but you do not want it to blur the first kick of the drop. If your drop feels smaller, this is usually why. Too much return tail still playing. Now let's add a tape chew moment. This is that slightly unstable, chewed up smear right before the hit. We're going to do it in a way you can control, and that doesn't destroy timing. Option A is the cleanest. Resample a bar and process it. Create a new audio track called Tape Chew. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record one bar of your transition at the busiest moment. Then stop recording and you've got an audio clip that is basically your transition print. On that Tape Chew track, add Redux. Keep it gentle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, leave bit reduction at 16 or only slightly lower, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. This is more about texture than obvious bit crush. Then add frequency shifter. Turn ring mod off. Set fine to something like plus 2 to plus 7 Hz. Yes, Hz. Turn on the LFO. Set the rate very slow, like 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Amount maybe 2 to 6. This gives you wow and triff that reads like tape instability, not like a chorus effect. Then add another saturator. Drive plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. Now place that process tape to audio so it fades in over the last half bar before the drop, and then hard cut it at the drop. Keep it short. If it's too long, it starts sounding like a new layer instead of a tape moment. Option B is more tape stop-ish and cheeky. Clip pitch automation on your audio break. If your break is an audio clip, enable warp and set the warp mode to repitch. That's the key because it behaves like tape speed. Then automate the clip transpose down in the last half bar, like from 0 down to minus 2 or minus 4 semitones. Then either snap back to 0 right at the drop, or cut to silence in the last tiny slice like a 1/16, so the drop smacks clean. Keep it subtle. Old school D&B transitions are often quick and rude, not gigantic cinematic falls. Now let's glue it with noise and a little impact, because jungle transitions often feel physical like air moving. For a noise bed, you can use Waveedable on a MIDI track, or just an audio noise sample. If you use Waveedable, pick noise as the source, put a low-pass filter on it, and set the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. Add autopan really slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 15 to 30%. Then fade the noise in over the 8 bars and cut it at the drop. The cut is important. The drop should feel like someone opened the curtains. For an impact hit, layer something short right on the final beat before the drop. Vinyl crack, tape click, rim shot, tiny stab. High pass it around 200 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick. Maybe boost a little 2 to 5 kHz so it reads on small speakers. And give it a bit of saturator, like plus 6 dB. But keep the sample quiet. This is a you feel a detail, not a main sound. Now, the most important part, the clean release. At the exact drop, reset your drum's auto filter cutoff back to 18 to 20 kHz. Reset drum bus crunch and drive back down. Reset utility width to 100%, and pull the return ascends down sharply. If you want continuity, you can leave a tiny bit of return, like minus 25 to minus 20 dB, but be intentional. You can even /B two versions, one fully clean, one with a hair of dirt, and pick what feels more authentic for your track. Here's a pro move that Jungle absolutely loves. Add a micro vacuum. Right before the drop, make a 1/16 or 1/8 bar of silence, or near silence. Even just dipping the drum's utility, gain by half a dB to 1.5 dB for the last tiny slice can make the drop feel louder without changing any mastering. Two extra coach checks before you move on. First, gain staging. Tape crit reads best when it's driven a bit but controlled. If you want it to feel like you're hitting the tape harder near the end, put a utility before saturator on return A and automate its gain up by maybe plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB into the last two bars, then drop it back at the hit. That gives you intensity without wrecking your whole drum group. Second, check mono during the last bar. Temporarily put a utility on the master and hit mono. If your noise or echo disappears, you've got phasey modulation. Reduce echo modulation, narrow earlier, or simplify the stereo movement. The drop will thank you. Quick recap so you can reuse this every time. You built a return called a tape grit with saturator, EQ, hybrid reverb, and echo. You made drums collapse using low-pass filtering, drum bus crunch, and narrowing width. You automated sends mainly from the break, plus a snare throw right before the hit. You added a short tape chew layer or a tiny re-pitch dip, plus a noise bed and a micro impact. And then you hard reset everything at the drop so the contrast makes it slam. If you want a mini challenge, make three versions. One more dubby with extra echo throw, one more chewed with more wobble layer, and one that's mostly dry edits with minimal effects. Resample them and label them like reusable stamps for your own library. And if you tell me your tempo and whether your main break is a single loop or chopped slices, I can suggest an exact 8-bar automation plan, like where to tighten, where to tease, and where to fully collapse for maximum old-school payoff.